All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Yeah, it seems like we never left. But 21 hours have eclipsed since you heard my wonderful, sweet voice. And I am back, and I am so excited. Uniform talk, baby. On the Uniform 980. That's what we've become. Because you guys demand it. And I don't do the radio show for myself. I do it for you. This is all about you. So we will be about you, as we always are, at 301-230-0980. A different voice on the other side of the glass today. No AMAC. He's off for another day. He's got something going on. But Ben Strober, or Strobes as I like to call him, one of our young bucks, one of our young talented bucks, is behind the other side of the glass. So he will be answering your phone calls and chiming in on the show. Mad Max just left, off to collect another paycheck. And Cowboy B is here as well, probably dreaming of the Cowboys once again returning to the NFC Championship game. It's a national nightmare, not a dream. But Strobes, you're here, and you're not normally here in about an hour and a half or so, roughly. Probably after 2:30. I'm going to acknowledge just how right you were. And are. I think you know what I'm talking about. But don't spoil it for the boys and girls, children of all ages. Just hang on. Just hang on. Just hang on. So we will get that. Mad Max looks like he's ready to run a 40 over there. He's like warming up. He's stretching. Everybody's in the house. Everybody's feeling good. It's a busy week in the nation's capital. I mean, next week we'll have nothing to talk about. There'll be nothing going on. No uniforms, no firings, no nothing. What the hell are we going to talk about next week? The Nationals can't even lose. Oh, wait a second. They already do enough of that. Boy, Jake Irvin just couldn't wait to give away that lead last night. Here. Oh, I don't want this hot potato. Take it, please. So far, the Miguel Cairo era, not off to an inspiring start. Not off to an inspiring start. But that's okay. It's just one day. Maybe tomorrow's another day. Go 1-0. Go 1-0. I heard that from Miguel Cairo a lot last night. Boy, he sounded like Davey Martinez Jr. Woo! Woo! Man. Anyway, we'll start the show with what I think you guys want to celebrate the most. The uniforms of the Super Bowl championships are back. And the first thing I thought is, oh, those look cool. Those look familiar. Those look vintage. Those look fresh. I bet a lot of people are going to like that. And sure as you know what, a lot of people do seem to like it. Now, as I drove in this morning listening to Coach Ian, I heard a lot of people still upset. More than just Dr. Sabah. More than just John in Oklahoma. More than Athens in Annapolis. Three of the ringleaders of the Return to Redskins campaign. I heard different voices, different people, probably people that hate me because I don't live and die by uniform talk and color shields and helmets. I just don't. But I heard a lot of dissenting opinions still. A lot of people still saying, I'm not buying anything. I'm not doing this. Not until they change the name. Not until they go back to the old name. So there's still, no matter what you do, no matter what they do, there are still people that are upset. Just like there would be people that would be upset and very critical of the organization if the NFL and if the organization ever allowed themselves to go back to Redskins. And to a lesser degree, to go back to the old logo. Remember, that's not just an organizational decision. And it never has been. It's always an NFL decision, right? So before you blame Josh Harris at all, it's an organizational decision to some degree. It is an NFL decision to a large degree. So start there. I can't make you guys happy, those of you that are so dug in, and some of the best callers to this show, and people that I've developed friendships with, are diehard, ardent. No matter what they do, nothing will ever be good enough unless it's Redskins. That being said, the organization took a step toward, as Josh Harris said they would, toward its past. Not completely, not a big leap, but a step toward its past today. And that should be properly celebrated. That should be properly recognized. And the one thing that jumped out to me, at least the way I see it, and maybe I'm wrong, and I'm sure you're going to disagree with me if you're of a certain ilk, is just about everything they've done. Not everything, but just about everything they've done has turned positive, has been met with an applause or with an understanding or with support or with, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Everything from, of course, the drafting of Jaden Daniels, the hiring of Adam Peters, not necessarily the hiring of Dan Quinn, but it quickly worked out and changed. Of course, we were on the right side of that as usual, as we always are. From going back to and making a deal at RFK, whether that works out or not, to fixing the stadium, to doing whatever they could to pay homage to the past. Right, and that includes a negotiated settlement with the Wetzel family, who came up with the Indian Head logo, and to honor them and what they did with the alumni gear and all that stuff. Stuff that I quite honestly really do not care about. I mean, I'm sorry. I care about winning and winning with class and integrity and dignity. I don't care about anything else but that. I mean, they could wear maroon, cranberry, purple, it none of it matters to me. And I'm just being honest. I mean, I'm allowed to be honest, and I'm allowed to be non-moved. I will admit that when I saw the unis this morning at 9 a.m., when I saw them, I said, oh, okay, that's cool. That's fine. I was just glad they weren't going with the yellow mustard pants as the primary alternates. They did bring those back last year. I don't remember even what games because I don't pay attention to it. But I was reminded of that by Nikki Javala this morning in the Post, that they did bring back the yellow mustard pants, which always amazed me how many people screamed and bitched and moaned about cranberry and about non-shade of burgundy under the Jason Wright, Ron Rivera era when forever they've been wearing yellow mustard pants. And I know those went away for a couple of years and then they were brought back. They're not gold. They're yellow mustard pants. They always have been. But nobody seemed to have a problem with that. But anyway, nevertheless, I was happy for you guys. You guys that care so much about uniforms. It's mind-boggling, but you guys that care so much about uniforms and colors and shields and logos and colors and shades of 50 Shades of Gray, and, oh, I mean, God bless you guys. I mean, I really, really, really wish you had something important to worry about. I really, really wish that you all had something else to obsess about. Like, I mean, to be honest with you, I just... I have so much going on in my world, in my brain, in my life. So much is asked of me. Stuff that would boggle the mind stuff that I don't talk about on the radio. Stuff that I have to deal with every minute of every day. The last thing on my mind was uniforms and what they were going to look like. But I'll be honest, earlier this week, and I think I did say it on the radio, I said, oh, they'll probably be the yellow mustard pants. Forgetting already that they brought back the yellow mustard pants last year because it was so insignificant and so mindless that literally nobody cared. Or I should say, I didn't care. And when I say I didn't care, that should speak for nobody, but oftentimes it doesn't. So they bring back these Super Bowl era uniforms, and everybody seems to be excited about it. Everybody seems to be happy about it, and that's great. I want you to be happy. I want you to be thrilled. I want you to be excited. And I started to think, a couple of years ago, man, 2.5 years ago, this organization was at a point where literally every single announcement they made was sell the team down. Sell the team. Hashtag sell the team. And rewind just a couple of years before that, it was fire Bruce. Every single announcement, every announcement, a philanthropic event, a trade, a signing, a draft pick, a hiring, whatever. Sell the team. Fire Bruce. Get rid of this guy. Get rid. You get the point. And now, 2 years later, right? It's not even, I mean, it's two football seasons later. It's not two full calendar years yet that Josh Harris and his group, it's about a week and a half shy of that, that Josh Harris and his group bought the Commanders and rescued the Commanders from Dirty Dan. And everything has changed. Now, listen, I understand. A lot of you don't like the fact that they have not changed the name from Commanders. A lot of you do not like the fact that Josh Harris came out and said, listen, we're not changing it. We're not changing it from Commanders. It means something in the building, blah, 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 blah. I get it. I'm not saying that everything is agreeable. What I am saying is the tenor, the tone, the way they operate, the way they think about things, the way they announce things. Everything until 2 years ago was a clown show, was a car wreck. You may not love everything. You may not love that they haven't done something yet. But from what I can gather, just about everything that they do is met with acclaim. Maybe not universal acclaim, but acclaim. Everything just about that they do. Again, one noteworthy exception was the hiring of Dan Quinn. A lot of people, because they listened to a lot of dumb members of the media, said, oh, you can't hire a recycled head coach. What are you doing? What are you? Bah, 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 bah. And as usual, you were wrong. And they were wrong. And Dan Quinn proved them wrong. But just about everything in the last 2 years is met with acclaim. Right? And there's a thought process behind it. There's not a revenge tactic. There's not a, hey, we're doing this, blah, just for money, which they would never say, but was always, and I mean always, because I worked for those people for 6 years directly in the building. It was their number one motivation amongst all, amongst anything, was to make money. Not to win, to make money. And to screw people. There is no revenge. There is no, hey, let's screw over people. There is no, think about how much this has changed. Again, I know it's not perfect for some of you, many of you, that want the old name back, that want, okay, if the old name doesn't come back, any other name besides Commanders. I get that you are not going to agree with me and say that everything is Shangri-La, everything has been met with acclaim, because I understand you're stuck in your ways. You believe what you believe, and that's fine. It is what it is. I can't get you to change. But almost every new decision they've made has been met with acclaim, respect, universal, like, oh, hey, the Commanders are doing things right. And then it translated to the football field, at least for 1 year. And that's what today is about. That's what today is about. More than bringing back the old glory days and all the hoopla and all the pomp and circumstance, today, the anniversary of the franchise, today, is about not just celebrating the past, but it's about celebrating the now and how the Washington Commanders, or by any other name, are no longer a clown show, are no longer a car wreck. They are a real, legitimate, bona fide, professional football organization run by real human beings. They're not perfect. They're not perfect. But they are a real, bona fide football organization, sports organization. Once the worst, by far, and that was 2.5 years ago, once the worst, they are now amongst the best. And maybe some rankings and studies would disagree with that. Maybe it's too early. Maybe we need to see more. But they are amongst the best, because they're doing it with class and dignity and respect and a mature viewpoint. And yes, they want to make money. No doubt. Yes, they want to make money. But they are doing it the right way. And that's what should be celebrated today, more than anything else. More than uniforms, more than colors, more than shields, more than logos, more than the old Indian head not being on the helmets, more than any other thing. What should be celebrated today on the anniversary of this franchise is not that. It's that your football team, your organization, is filled with respectful, mature, non-egomaniacs who want to actually win games and who want to make this organization the once prideful outfit that it used to be. And they're off to a great start. On the Team 980, we react to what I just said, which is, I think, more important than any uniforms, and to the uniforms themselves. Did you love them? Scale of 1 to 10. 8? 9? 10? I can't imagine many of you will be lower than that, but certainly those of you that wanted the old logo back on the helmets, I'm sure will be, I guess, lower than that. That's up to you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, or you can tweet me at WrestleMania621 on X. Let's go, baby, on a hot Wednesday in the nation's capital. Your football organization is more than back. All right, good to have you with us right here on a Wednesday afternoon. Steaming hot again in the nation's capital and beyond. Always live and free on the Odyssey app. You can also now listen on iHeartRadio and tune in. So lots of different ways you can get the show, either live or on demand, every show, every day, every hour, every segment, podcast for you. Again, the easiest way is just downloading the free Odyssey app, but you can also listen again on iHeartRadio and tune in, or on the radio all throughout the DMV on the Team 980, along with Ben Strober. I am the Rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo to you. So let me just quickly circle back. The uniforms are cool. I mean, certainly any throwback to the glory days is always going to be met with celebration, right? It doesn't mean anything. It's just, okay, for a couple of games, Dallas, Christmas Day, the two scheduled now, they could be flexed out, scheduled Sunday nighters against Seattle and against Denver are, they're scheduled to wear those uniforms. And make no mistake about it. By doing this, by going back to this vintage look, what they are trying to do, okay, and this is, nobody else will tell you this, so just hang on. What they're trying to do here is they realize a bunch of you still, even though many of you did, because of Jaden Daniels and the team's success, they realize a bunch of you won't buy Commanders gear. They understand that. You know what you will buy? You'll buy this gear. You'll buy this gear. Why? Because it doesn't have what on it? What's the one thing, unless I'm missing it, the one thing that it does not have on? The new, or I should say the, not the new, but the throwback uniforms. The one thing, unless I missed it, doesn't have the word Commanders on it. Right? So they're Super Bowl era alternate jerseys. And while they don't have everything that you want on them, what they don't have is anything that says Commanders. Which I'm pretty sure the black and the burgundy uniforms of the last couple of years did. And the whites just had Washington. And I said to anybody, I said, if you don't want to buy Commanders gear, okay, whatever. Just buy the one option that didn't have Commanders on it, which was the whites. Well, so far from what I've seen, again, I could be missing something. And somebody could tell me if they've seen it. I don't see anything that says Commanders on it. So what they're hoping is that those of you that refuse to buy Commanders gear because it's Commanders gear, we'll buy this, and that will level out the tide, if you will. This is a money-making venture as well. And make no mistake about it. They're not doing this just to connect to the past. They're not doing this just to make you feel vintage and good again. They're doing this to make money. That's what it's about. That's what all these different jerseys and alternate jerseys. You think the Nationals, with their City Connect jerseys, didn't go, oh, wait a second, here's a way we can make a lot of money, and boom. What do you know? They sold a lot of City Connect jerseys and Cherry Blossom jerseys a couple of years ago. You think the Capitals, God love them, don't think, hey, you know what? If we wear our black Screaming Eagle jersey, going to be a lot of those. And damn it, they're right. I even bought one. Or I have one. My first ever jersey. Strober, real quickly before we do the trending alert, the reason why I brought this up now is because
I just bought the jersey.
Ah!
During the break.
Ah!
You, I got two
you
of
brought
them.
You brought a Super Bowl era vintage throwback jersey.
Yep. I got two. It was a buy one, get one free promo. I got two Jaden jerseys, and I texted my buddy and said, it's only $45 for each one if we're splitting it here. So if you want the other one, it's all yours. And he was like, give it to me now. There we go.
So you spent $90.
Yep.
Total.
Yeah.
Plus shipping or whatever.
It was $90 total.
Okay. And you got two jerseys, both white, I presume, or
yeah, this the right? only, the one they
right,
released,
right, right. And they're not available right now, is what I read, right? Available, they hope to have them They plan on having them before the first throwback game, right?
Oh, the one I got is definitely fake.
Okay.
It's definitely fake. Washington Today posted it with the link with the promo code, but I don't care if the jerseys are fake. I have a fake James Wood jersey. I have a fake Wes Unseld jersey. The fake jerseys are honestly fine to me as long as they're made decently.
Okay.
And you get them for cheaper. Like $180 for a jersey these days is a little crazy to me.
Okay.
But yeah, this is the first Commanders jersey I've bought, technically.
Hmm. Interesting.
Isn't it amazing how that happens? Isn't it funny how it works, right?
It's amazing how that happens. What do you guys think about that? I bet you won't hear that on any other radio show. They're doing this, obviously, to make money. But they're doing this to also level out the tide, if you will. Those of you that won't buy Commanders gear or anything that says Commanders on it, they designed uniforms that not only connect to the past and the glory and the Super Bowls, but also don't have anything Commanders on it. And therefore, that is what people that are not buying Commanders gear, because they're so stuck in the mud, will buy. And that's how they'll make money. And that's how they'll level things out of those of you that will not buy Commanders gear. What do you think about that theory? 301-230-0980, your calls straight ahead. First, a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the first game for the Miguel Cairo era did not exactly go well for the Nationals. They lose in St. Louis after a lengthy rain delay. They'll try it again tonight in Busch Stadium against the Redbirds at 7:45 again tonight for game two of the Miguel Cairo era. 7:45 again, first pitch, 106.7, the fam. The pitching matchup, Mackenzie Gore, the all-star, takes to the bump. Andre Pallant for the Redbirds at 5-4 with a 4.10 ERA. Meanwhile, we're talking about the Commanders announcing at 9 o'clock this morning their throwback uniforms and their vintage uniforms, which they'll wear on two scheduled Sunday night games against the Seahawks and the Broncos in November, and then as well scheduled to wear them on Christmas Day against the Dallas Cowboys. And one very important NFL note, one of the teams the Commanders beat in the playoffs last year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they'll be without their starting left tackle, Tristan Wirfs, for the start of the season, probably and likely to open up on the PUP list, missing at least the Buccaneers' first four games with offseason arthroscopic knee surgery, and they found a little bit more damage. He's a two-time All-Pro that started his career on the right side and has transferred over to the left side, and that's what's trending. All right, 21 minutes until the top of the hour right here, hour number one. So we're reacting, of course, to the Super Bowl era alternate uniforms and I guess the helmet. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. I honestly didn't think about it much. I did think the mustard pants would be involved, but I didn't give it much thought. As you know, I'm not a big uniform guy. Not a big uniform guy. But I hope you guys are happy. I really do. I sincerely do. And more importantly, I think this is another sign. I think this is another sign that people are mad at me at the radio station for leaving the door open. Well, it's too hot in here. I can't help it that there's no air conditioning. You guys have your door open. Why can't I have my door open? I mean, it's all there is to it. I mean, people are maniacs around here. It's like you guys with the Redskins name. It's just nonstop. I mean, Jeff, who spends more time out of the studio than he spends in the studio, has come over here and closed the door a couple of times. It's like 79 degrees in here.
You know what Craig said last week to me? That they should give you and Linnell a show, and it should just be called Loud. And then after that,
am I that loud?
I guess that's what people believe.
And I'm then loud
after,
at
After you and Linnell come off the air, obviously it's the Hoffman Show 4-7, right. But they're going to change the name of it to The Change Up because he's all quiet and mellow. And,
well, yes.
You know how it is.
Well, yesterday somebody called him Greg Huffman. So that's my new nickname for his show, The Greg Huffman Show. But I don't think I'm that loud. I mean, I'm energetic. But I don't think I'm that loud, you know? But yeah, it's nuclear in here. I mean, every studio door is open, but I'm supposed to close mine? I'm supposed to sweat to the oldies? I'm supposed to be nuclear hot? That's not fair. Anyway, your reaction to the uniforms, I would imagine many of you like them, but there's going to be a section, as I heard on Kevin's show, of fans that do not like them because they're not the old uniform, the old logo, the old logo didn't come back, you know, and nothing will make them happy unless Redskins come back. I get it. Depends on where you fall. But more importantly, or just as importantly, two things. One, I believe this continues a trend of the Commanders, or by any other name, football organization, were a clown show, a train wreck 2 years ago. 2 years ago, still 2 years ago, exactly, because the team didn't get transferred until I think it was like July 20th or whatever it was to Josh Harris. 2 years ago. In 2 years, not that they are the class of the NFL. I'm not stupid, but they have gone from clown show to very respected pillar of the NFL community again. They're not there all the way yet. That'll be if they return to RFK and if they win a Super Bowl and so on and so forth. But they're inching closer. And I think even though not all of you like the fact that they haven't gone back to Redskins, they haven't brought back the logo, they haven't changed from Commanders, I think most every decision has been made with, again, respect, acclaim. Hey, the Commanders are doing things differently. And that is most important to me. Not uniforms, not colors, not shields, not logos, not anything. That's number one. Number two, again, I believe, and I might be the only wackadoo to think this, that this is being done partly, I mean, all alternate uniforms and jerseys are done to make money. That's number one. Start there. But why? Why is it extra important? And I think it's extra important because they realize that a certain section of you are not going to buy Commander's gear and that you might buy this gear. And notice again, it doesn't have Commanders on it. And you can buy the gear that makes you look like a Redskin. Without it saying Redskins, without it saying Commanders. You see what I'm saying? For those of you that won't buy Commanders gear, a hat, jersey, shirt, whatever it might be, maybe you'll buy this. 301-230-0980. Let's get to the phones for the first time today and get you guys aboard. We'll go through it as quickly as we can. So we ask you to keep your comments as short as we can. We'll start on line one. Eric in Dumfries is in the leadoff spot. What's up, Eric? How are you?
I love the uniforms. I think everything you said is 100% correct, Chris. The organization is going in the right direction. There are no leaks. There's no dumpster fire. This is being made. Good grief. I love the helmet. I thought it always should have more stripes on it. I love the pants. I always thought they should have stripes on them. I think a lot of people are butt hurt because they didn't get the spear on it just because they said, oh, Jay's taking a picture with the spear.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, Eric, and it sounds like we're going to be in agreement here, right? The spear, while it wasn't the old logo, it would be one big step closer to the old logo, and it would make a lot of people happy. But I would be willing to bet it would make a lot of people go, "Oh, what are the Reds or what are the Commanders trying to do here? They're trying to give the middle finger to everyone that is, you know, upset about right. Native American imagery and all that stuff." I would be willing right. to bet that played into their deliberations.
Exactly. I mean, it's like no matter what you do for the team, there's nothing that's going to be right. But I'm like, you need to be more worried about the parts and pieces that we're going to have in those uniforms to win us these games.
Correct.
You're so worried about the damn uniforms.
Correct. And that's what they are worried about. They're not worried about what the fans are worried about, which obviously there's a chasm there. There's a difference, and I understand that. But clearly you understand, and you have a reasonable point of view, and you and I are going to see things exactly the same way. Thank you, Eric, for getting us started. I appreciate you on the Team 980. Good call to get us going in the leadoff spot. Let's go to line three. Line three is Scott in Odenton on the Team 980. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good, Chris. How you doing today?
Doing good, Scott. What's going on?
Good. I'll be quick. So the uniforms, I give them a 9 out of 10. I think they're neat. Nice, you know, throwback. The only thing that would give it a 10 out of 10 for me is what people have been saying earlier, put a feather or a spear on it, but that doesn't really bother me. I'd like to see these uniforms eventually change the usual uniforms. The white ones they wear with the red on them, because those look worse than any arena football uniform or XFL uniform I've ever seen. People got to chill out about the ownership, you know, doing certain things. They're doing the best they can. Seems like they're doing a really good job. And this is coming from someone who probably about 5-6 years ago would say to people that if they ever changed the name, I'd stop watching football. But yet here I am. I guess I'm just growing as a human being.
And I respect that. Like, again, everybody can feel however they want to feel. But using common sense, using maturity, using just using a different approach, I'm always going to have never-ending respect for. And that doesn't mean that I don't understand people or that I don't like people that are still stuck on the old name or the old logo or whatever. That's not true. But just your approach and Eric, the first caller's approach, again, I'm always going to see eye to eye with, and I'm always going to have respect for. So I appreciate that thought.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Let's squeeze in one more, and then we'll take the break, Strobes. Let's go to line four. Kenny is in North Carolina on the Odyssey app or iHeartRadio or TuneIn, whichever way Kenny is listening. What's up, Ken? How are you?
What's up, Rooster?
How are you, Kenny?
Odyssey app in the house.
Attaboy. Attaboy. We always appreciate that.
Yeah. I kind of like how you padded your shallow how-like start to this uniform conversation by saying you're happy for us.
Yes.
I appreciate
I am happy for you guys.
Come on, Rooster. That start that you gave where you could care less. I feel like you're trying to stoke people like me who, you know, have been there in the glory days.
Uh-huh.
I love the commercial.
Yeah.
I love the uniform.
No, but Kenny, let me just quickly answer that. I can say, hey, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me, but I am happy for you guys. I do want you guys to be happy. Like, people think I hate everything. I don't hate everything. I'm non-moved by a lot of things. Like, uniform colors and shields and logos don't bother me.
Okay, brother love.
I love you.
Love you.
My guy, brother, hey, brother love. I didn't think there would be a brother love reference in the first hour of the show today.
Hey, listen, that shows you how far we go back, man. But what I wanted to ask you is, this is all connected, I think, the frustration to what Daniel Snyder did overall to the organization. Including, you know, degrading the uniform by all of his actions. We know the history. But what I wanted to ask you is, with Josh Harris being such a loyal fan, even growing up, and seeing how Snyder was messing things up, what part of this or how much of this, I know it's for the money, but what percentage do you think of this is also personal to him wanting to fix things and restore what was broken?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a huge part of it. I think that's a huge motivating factor. I don't think Josh Harris, maybe I'm fooled, but I don't think Josh Harris is in this just to make money. I think he's in it to make money. Every owner is. But I think he is the the type of owner that wants to make money but feels like this incredible onus or pressure or burden to do everything that they can to make it an enjoyable experience.
Yeah, I support them, the uniforms. I don't necessarily like the white tops, whatever you call it, color red bottoms, but I support the team. I want them to win. That's premium for me. But I am doubly excited and happy about this upcoming year. If we can keep winning along with this, you know, uniform and the stadium, you know, then maybe we're on our way back to the glory days. Appreciate it, Chris.
Hopefully. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. We'll get to Quinn in Rockville. We'll get to Mark in Largo. And we'll get to you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. First, a quick timeout right here on the Team 980, always live and free on that said Odyssey app. Also, again, on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. All right, we're making the turn for 2 o'clock right here on the Team 980. So we approach the end of hour number one. I was just flipping through some of the social media comments. As we told you about Ben Strober working today, Strober's already bought two jerseys. So he's doing exactly what they want. Now, I guess you were saying there's a difference between what you can buy right now on NFLShop.com and the authentic jerseys, right? Is that what I read, that won't be out until September or something like that? Like, there's a difference between the two?
Yeah, I think some people are actually pre-ordering from NFL Shop, I believe. You can't quote me on that. I'm not 100% sure exactly how it's working. I just went to a site where they told me, we have the jerseys, get them now, get them, buy one, get one free, and I was sold.
Okay. So you didn't go to the official marketplace?
No, I was very easily manipulated by social media. So if I get scammed, it's my own fault.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm okay with it.
So I tweeted this just a couple of moments ago, at WrestleMania621, at WrestleMania621, which you can comment on. I said two things that basically sum up our first hour. One, in less than 2 years, the organization is quickly becoming a pillar of the NFL. Two, the vintage uniforms are great. They also will make a lot of money for those of you who refuse to buy Commanders-based gear. I think both can be true. I think both are true. 301-230-0980. We'll get to Quinn in Rockville. We'll get to Mark in Largo. We'll get to you on the other side. Stay with us on the Team 980, always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Again, we keep reminding you, and you can now listen to the show live or on demand on the iHeartRadio app or on TuneIn. With you on a steamy Wednesday in the DMV. Stay with us.